Accent Alert. English accents from around the world.
The posh English accent. Posh English is a type of English spoken all over Britain. However, it's more common in the south of England. The accent is very similar to received pronunciation, also known as BBC English. Although the BBC now uses a variety of accents, only some of which are posh. The key to speaking in a posh English accent is to speak more slowly and to elongate the vowels, to make them longer. Some say you need to talk as if you had a plum in your mouth. For example, notice how all the syllables in these words are pronounced. Education, nation, situation. Now, notice the final ending sound in these words. Robber, rotter, blighter. And the elongated vowel sounds in these words. Glove, love, shove. Bath, laugh, Mars. Day, lay, may. Brown, crown, frown. Boat, coat, moat. When speaking in a posh accent, it's also important to speak with an air of superiority, a true belief in your own self-importance. Posh people also use a lot of special words. For example, blighty is England. Apparently this comes from a Hindi word, bilighty, which means foreign or far away. The word chap is often used to refer to a man, and I say can be used to emphasise a point or as an exclamation of surprise. For example, I say, old chap, it's rather hot today, isn't it? And if you're impressed with something, you can say, jolly good show. Posh people often include the word what at the end of a sentence as a way of asking for confirmation. For example, lovely weather, what? What ho can be used as a form of greeting, and friends are referred to as chums. Any problem is known as a spot of bother, and a nasty person is a blighter. And instead of yes, it's oh rather. Posh people love using adjectival modifiers, such as simply, awfully, and frightfully, for emphasis. For example, it's simply splendid. It was frightfully good. She's awfully kind. Posh people will often use one instead of you. For example, one must try to be polite at all times. Finally, toodle-pip is a popular way of saying goodbye. Now, let's listen to my little story. What a day. I've had a simply awful day. In the morning, I went to catch the train up to the city. But when I got there, the little chap who works in the ticket office wasn't there. I don't know where he was, probably drinking tea from that awful little machine on the platform. Anyway, next I tried to get a ticket from the ticket dispenser, but it was out of order. A few seconds later, the train appeared. Not wanting to miss the train, I jumped on. Next thing, this ghastly ticket inspector is asking to see my ticket. Well, I said, I'm sorry, but your chap at the station wasn't at his post. Bad show, I'd say. Anyway, eventually, I got rid of the little blighter, but then this oik gets on and starts making this horrendously loud phone call. After a few minutes listening to that, I simply had to say something and told him to keep the noise down or get out. I don't know. What's this country coming to? Toodle-pip,